天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲，
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们，欢迎您收听天路导向节目，我是主持人何晨星。朋友，你有梦想吗？我们每个人小时候都希望自己长大成为一名医生，或者一名律师，或者一名演员。但你知道，我们每个人都有人性的弱点，遇到困难就会灰心丧气。今天麦克牧师将跟我们分享神给使徒保罗的意象，让我们看到保罗是如何一步一步实现神所赐给他的意象的。让我们一起安静我们的心来聆听吧。
Hello listening friends，
亲爱的朋友你好。
We are delighted that you tuned into this broadcast.
非常高兴你能收听这个节目。
We are coming toward the end of the series of messages entitled Looking Up When Life Knocks You Down.
我们现在进入了遭遇挫折，举目仰望这系列讲座的尾声。
And I want to begin by asking you a question.
首先让我问你一个问题。
Have you ever had a dream to do something great?
你是否曾经梦想要干一番惊天动地的事业呢？
And then obstacles came your way.
然而障碍却成了拦路虎。
Or difficulties arose in your life.
困难成了绊脚石。
Or circumstances were just not favorable.
环境也跟你作对。
And then you gave up the dream.
随后你就放弃了梦想。
Perhaps, you had a vision for your life.
也许你曾经有一个意象，
and you were on top of the world with that vision.
因着这个意象，你就可以出类拔萃。
You wanted to accomplish the vision.
你要实现这个意象。
And then somebody discouraged you.
然而有人却让你灰心丧气。
Somebody told you that it is impossible.
他们告诉你说那是不可能的。
Well, I want you to listen carefully today.
我希望你留意今天的信息。
Because this message can be used of God to renew His vision for your life.
因为神要使用今天的信息来恢复他在你生命中赋予你的意象。
This message can be used of God to rekindle your passion for Jesus Christ.
神可以用这个信息来重新点燃你对耶稣基督的热情。
This message can be used of God to encourage you to overcome human tendency.
神可以用这个信息来鼓励你去超越人性的软弱。
It will encourage you to overcome natural inadequacies.
鼓励你去克服你本性中的缺点。
It will encourage you to overcome surmounting circumstances.
鼓励你去战胜难以跨越的环境。
But what do I mean by a vision or a dream?
但是我所说的意象或梦想是指什么呢？
I don't mean the selfish ambition type of vision or dream.
我不是指发自个人野心的意象和梦想。
I am talking about a God-given dream.
我是在讲神所赐予的梦想。
A God-given vision for your life.
是从神而来，要在你生命中实现的意象。
I am talking about doing something that would be impossible without God.
我想讲的是那些若不倚靠神就无法实现的事情。
That's the kind of dream I'm talking about.
这才是我要讲的梦想。
In Acts chapter 9,
在使徒行传第九章，
When the apostle Paul encountered the resurrected Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus,
当使徒保罗在去大马色的路上遇到了复活的耶稣基督，
The Lord Jesus said to him,
主耶稣对他说，
that he is not only persecuting the church of Jesus Christ,
他不仅是在迫害耶稣基督的教会，
but he was persecuting Christ himself,
也是在迫害基督本身。
And then Jesus said to him,
然后耶稣对他说
I want you to get up and go to the city of Damascus.
起来进城去去到大马士革。
And there you'll meet a man by the name of Ananias.
在那儿你会遇到一个叫亚拿尼亚的人。
Meanwhile, the Lord Jesus Christ spoke to Ananias and he said to him,
与此同时主耶稣基督也对亚拿尼亚说话。
I want you to go and see Paul or Saul of Tarsus as he was known then.
起来去见保罗或当时被称为大树的扫罗。
Ananias' heartbeat was racing out of fear because of Paul's reputation.
基于保罗的名声而产生的恐惧使亚拿尼亚的心跳加快。
He said this man is known to be killing Christians.
他回答说这个人以杀害基督徒而闻名。
And here's what the Lord Jesus Christ said to Ananias in Acts 9:15.
在使徒行传九章十五节主耶稣基督是这样对亚拿尼亚说的。
I want you to listen very carefully because here is the dream that God had for Paul.
我希望你非常留意这里因为这是神给保罗的意象。
And he told it to Ananias.
神告诉亚拿尼亚。
Here it is.
神是这样说的。
Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles, and to kings, and to the sons of Israel.
你只管去，他是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人和君王，并以色列人面前宣扬我的名。
And here it is, in one verse, the Lord Jesus Christ spelled out his vision for the Apostle Paul.
就在这一节经文里，主耶稣基督把他给保罗的意象说了出来。
What was it?
这意象是什么呢？
That he would testify to the name of Jesus before kings and rulers.
那就是保罗要在君王和掌权者面前宣扬耶稣的名。
That he would testify before people in power.
他要在有权势的人面前。
And to the Gentiles and to the sons of Israel.
在外邦人和以色列人面前做见证。
Before Paul was born, God had a vision for his life.
在保罗出生之前神在他的生命中已经设定了一个计划一个意象。
Before the earth was created, God had a vision for Paul's life.
在创世之前神已经把意象放在保罗的生命中。
The same is true for you if you are a child of God.
如果你是神的儿女你也会如此。
If Jesus Christ is the Savior of your life,
如果耶稣基督是你的生命的救主
then God has a vision for your life also.
那么神也会将一个意象放在你的生命中。
Not just a vision to redeem you.
这个意象不仅是要将你赎回。
Not just a vision to save you.
也不仅是要拯救你。
But a vision to use you.
同时还要使用你。
There is a message here for every one of you who are listening to us right now.
今天有一个信息要给现在正在听这个节目的每一个人。
If you are running around saying, God cannot use me.
如果你到处都对人说神不会使用我。
I can't do anything for God.
我不能为神做什么。
I am not gifted.
我没有恩赐啊。
There is nothing that I can accomplish for God.
我不可能为神完成什么的。
Then, my friend, you are making a mockery of God's plan for your life.
我的朋友，如果你这么说，就是在嘲笑神为你设定的计划。
You are making a mockery of God's call upon your life.
你是在蔑视神对你的呼召。
Parents often have a vision for their children.
父母常常对他们的孩子有一个期盼。
But the best of our visions for our children cannot be compared with God's vision for His children.
但是我们对孩子最高的期许也无法和神赋予他儿女的意向相比。
God's vision for Paul is spelled out here in Acts 9:15.
神赐予保罗的意向在使徒行传九章十五节里讲了出来。
And then many years later, in Acts chapter 26, that vision is fulfilled.
并且多年之后，在《使徒行传》26章，这个意象实现了。
Most of you know that there is a long period of time between chapter 9 and chapter 26.
很多人都知道，从《使徒行传》九章到二十六章是经过了很长的一段时间。
During that time, there were many difficulties and obstacles and barriers.
在这期间，有无数的困难、拦阻和障碍。
There was a lot of suffering and pain for the Apostle Paul.
保罗也遭遇了很多的痛苦和磨难。
There has been a lot of endurance on the part of the Apostle Paul.
保罗经历了很多需要忍耐的事情。
Endurance of starvation.
忍受饥饿。
Endurance of stoning.
忍受别人用石头打他。
Endurance of lashing.
忍受鞭打。
Endurance of insults.
忍受侮辱。
Endurance of imprisonment.
忍受牢狱之灾。
But the dream kept on burning.
但梦想的火花继续燃烧。
And a vision kept on moving forward.
有一个意象在一步步的实现。
Because it was God's vision.
因为这是神设定的意象。
Not something Paul created.
不是保罗自创的意象。
From the time of Acts 9, when Paul was confronted by the resurrected Jesus,
从使徒行传第九章，当保罗遇到了复活的耶稣之后，
Paul had experienced so much joy in seeing people saved.
保罗因看到人们的得救而倍感欢欣。
But he also experienced many problems and difficulties.
但他也经历了许多的困难和阻挡。
In Acts 9:15, God told Ananias about his vision for Paul.
在《使徒行传》九章十五节，神告诉亚拿尼亚有关他赐予保罗的意象。
And in Acts chapter 26, Paul gets the opportunity to witness to the name of Jesus before King Agrippa.
在《使徒行传》二十六章，保罗得到了一个机会，在亚基帕王面前见证耶稣之名。
Someone recently said that our world, for the most part, lives for today.
有人最近对我说，当今的世界，多数人只为今天而活。
The future seems so uncertain that we have lost our vision.
未来似乎是那么的渺茫，以致我们失去了意向。
And therefore, we live only for immediate happiness.
于是，我们只为眼前的快乐而活着。
But the Bible said that without vision, people perish.
但是圣经上说，没有意象，人将走向灭亡。
This is exactly what has happened to so many Christians.
这也就是发生在很多基督徒身上的现状。
They have lost sight of the blessed hope.
他们看不到蒙福的盼望。
They have lost sight of their God-given vision.
他们也看不到神给的意象。
I pray to God that today,be a day in which every child of God who is listening to us would renew your God-given vision.
今天我祈求，让听到我们节目的每一个神的儿女都可以重新恢复神所给的意象。
I have three things that I want to share with you very quickly.
我想很快地来和你分享三件事情。
These are three things that Paul was able to overcome because of his God-given vision.
保罗就是因着神所赋予的意象，而在这三方面得胜。
And when you know and obey God's vision for your life, you will be overcomer too, like Paul.
当你明白并且顺服神所给你的意象，你就能像保罗一样成为一个得胜者。
The reason many Christians are not living victoriously.
很多基督徒不能过得胜的生活
is because either they don't know how to or they refuse to obey God.
那是因为他们或者不知道怎样去得胜，或者拒绝顺服神。
Others don't live the victorious life because they have forgotten God's vision for their life.
还有一些不能过得胜生活的基督徒，是因为他们已经忘记了神所给予他们的意象。
Please listen to me, my listening friend.
亲爱的朋友，请你留意。
The truth is, God has a vision for your life.
事实上，在你的生命中，也有神要赋予你的意象。
Regardless of your age.
无论你现在的年纪如何。
And regardless of who you are.
不管你是什么身份，神都有对你的特定计划。
Ananias surely told Paul about God's vision for his life.
亚拿尼亚很确实地告诉了保罗神所给他的意象。
But 7 years passed between the time when Paul knew that God has given him this vision and the time he began to preach.
从保罗知道神所给他的意象到他开始传道，这中间有7年的时间。
Can you imagine the endurance that Paul had?
你能想象保罗那持久忍耐的决心吗？
Simply because he knew that this was God's vision for him.
很简单，因为他知道这是神给他的意象。
And God never lies.
而且他知道神从来不撒谎。
If you do not know God's vision for your life,
如果你不知道神给你什么意象，
begin asking God, what is his vision for you?
你可以开始求问神给你的意象究竟是什么。
And he will show it to you.
神一定会将这个意象向你显明。
Now I want you to look at those three things about God's vision in Paul's life which empowered him to overcome.
现在我们来看看保罗因着神所给他的意象而能够得胜的三件事情。
And they will empower you to overcome also.
这些也让你有力量能够得胜。
First,
第一，
he overcame human tendency.
他可以超越人性的软弱。
Secondly,
第二，
he overcame natural inadequacies.
他能克服本性中的缺点。
Thirdly,
第三，
he overcame surmounting obstacles.
他能战胜难以跨越的障碍。
Because of God's vision for Paul's life, he was able to overcome human tendencies.
因为神给保罗的意象，使他能克服人性的软弱。
What are these human tendencies?
那么，什么是人性的软弱呢？
In Paul's case, after spending 2 years in prison,
对于保罗来说，在监狱待了2年之后，
It was natural temptation for him to wonder about God's vision.
那是一种很自然的诱惑，让保罗怀疑神所给的意象。
It would have been easy for Paul to question God's vision.
保罗很容易就可以去怀疑神所赋予的意象。
It would have been easy for Paul to say, it must be over for me.
保罗很容易就可以说，一切都结束了。
I've done my part.
我已经做到了我该做的。
I have preached the gospel around the world.
我已在世界各地宣扬了福音。
God must have finished with me.
神肯定已经结束了他在我身上的工作。
I want to get out of this prison and go to retirement.
我很想离开监狱去过退休的生活。
There are all human tendencies.
所有的这些都是人性的软弱。
Our human tendencies say someone else will be more effective.
我们人性的软弱会说，其他人会比我更有果效。
Somebody else has the right qualifications.
其他人更有资格。
But had Paul given up at this point?
但是如果保罗在此时放弃了，
he would have lost out on the fulfillment of God's vision for his life.
他将会失去一个机会来实现神赋予他的意象。
A vision to testify to kings and rulers.
一个在君王和掌权者面前做见证的意象。
Every one of us knows what these human tendencies are.
我们每个人都知道人性的软弱是什么。
The problem is most of us allow these human tendencies to keep us from fulfilling God's vision for our lives.
问题是我们往往允许人性的软弱来阻止神的意象在我们生命中的实现。
So my listening friend, be careful of allowing your human tendencies to deter you from fulfilling God's vision in your life.
因此我亲爱的朋友要特别小心，不要让你人性的软弱拦阻了神意象的实现。
Because not only will God's vision empower you to overcome human tendencies,
因为神的意象不仅会给你能力胜过这些人性中的软弱，
but secondly, God's vision will help you overcome natural inadequacies.
还会帮助你克服本性中的缺点。
Paul tells us that he had an eye problem that affected his sight.
保罗告诉我们，他有一个眼疾影响到他的视力。
Paul tells us that he was not a very impressive man.
保罗还告诉我们，他是一个气貌不扬的人。
Paul said of himself that he was not very eloquent.
保罗也说，他是一个言语粗俗的人。
Just one of these inadequacies would have been enough to discourage him.
这些缺点中的任何一个都足以让他垂头丧气的了。
Our inadequacies are always before us.
我们的缺点也常在我们眼前。
They cannot escape our attention.
让我们不能忘怀。
But the issue is this.
但关键是
Will you allow your inadequacies to hinder you?
你会让这些缺点来妨碍你吗？
Will your inadequacies render you ineffective for God?
你的缺点会让你在服侍神的时候失去果效吗？
Paul was able to overcome his natural inadequacies.
保罗克服了他本性中的缺点。
Because he knew that he was serving a powerful God.
因为他是在侍奉一位大有能力的神。
But he also knew that his natural inadequacies plus God's adequacy are a mighty force.
他也知道他本性的缺点加上神的全能会形成无比强大的力量。
Paul knew that it's not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord.
保罗明白主说过，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。
And he would not allow his inadequacies to halt God's vision.
因此他没有容许他的缺点拦阻了神意象的实现。
So he overcame his human tendencies.
所以保罗战胜了人性的软弱。
He overcame his natural inadequacies.
他克服了本性的缺点。
Thirdly, God's vision for Paul empowered him to overcome the surmounting obstacles.
第三，神给保罗的意象赋予他有能力去超越难以跨越的障碍。
Paul was in the court of the king.
保罗站在君王的宫廷里。
It would have been easy for Paul to be intimidated by Governor Festus and King Agrippa.
本来总督菲斯都和亚基帕王很轻易的就可以把保罗吓倒。
It would have been easy for him to be intimidated by all the regalia that surrounded him in the palace.
王宫四周那些代表王权的标志也可以很轻易的就镇住保罗。
But instead, Paul was confident of God's vision.
但恰恰相反，保罗对神的意象充满信心。
And he was not overwhelmed with the surmounting obstacles.
他没有被这些难以跨越的障碍压倒。
Because he wanted the king's salvation, not his favor.
因为他希望亚基帕王能得救，而不是保罗自己得什么好处。
Paul wanted to glorify Jesus Christ and not himself.
保罗想要荣耀主耶稣之名，而不是荣耀他自己。
Paul wanted to seek and save the lost.
保罗想要寻找和拯救失丧的人。
Because Paul not only wanted to tell the story of his conversion.
保罗不仅仅想讲述他自己的转变和经历。
And God will empower you to fulfill his vision.
而且神会给你能力来实现他的意象。
Will you begin today by asking God to reveal to you his vision for your life?
你愿意今天就开始祈求神将他的意象向你显明吗？
And then let that vision empower you to victorious living.
并且让这意象赋予你能力来过得胜的生活吗？
And then write to us and let us know.
请写信告诉我们。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译，这集节目对我有很大的启发。 我从前觉得神只会给牧师还有使徒有异象，而不会给我们每一位基督徒都有他的异象。虽然使徒保罗遇到了无数的困难、拦阻和障碍，他也忍受了侮辱和监狱之灾，但他仍然能够得胜，因着神所赋予的异象而得胜。他愿意超越人性的软弱，克服人性中的缺点，并战胜难以跨越的障碍。万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。朋友，你愿意今天和我一起就开始祈求神，祈求神将他的意象向我们显明吗？我们并求神赋予你和我有这样的能力来过得胜的生活。亲爱的朋友，欢迎您来电与我们分享和交流您收听天路导向节目的感受。我们的电邮是导向汉语拼音 at 良友点 net， 就是 DAOXIANG at 良友点 net， 或者发短信13229966122，注明导向。天路导向节目免费提供两本小册子，足能得胜和击倒了站起来。欢迎您来电向我们索取，请注明天路导向小册子，您便可获得。好，今天的节目就到这里，谢谢您收听天路导向节目，我们明天再会，愿神赐福您。
站在大海边，才发现自己是多渺小，登上最高山，才发现天有多高。浩瀚的宇宙中，我真的微不足道，像灰尘消失也没人知道。夜空的星星主爱。